This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin in Ohio, where voters have said no to a measure that would have made it more difficult to pass abortion protections.
Ohio, we did it!
That's Dennis Willard, a spokesman for One Person, One Vote, announcing the results, heard there on WEWS-TV in Cleveland. This sets up a fall campaign that will become the nation's latest referendum on the issue. There is a big winner in the $1.5 billion plus Mega Millions jackpot.
Finally, there is a winning ticket in the Mega Millions jackpot, and lottery officials say it's in Florida. The numbers drawn Tuesday night are 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and the yellow ball, 14. No one had won the Mega Millions jackpot since April 18th, and the prize grew to the third largest in U.S. history. The ticket holder or holders can take the $1.58 billion payout over a 30-year period, or take the lump sum of $783.3 million. Both amounts would be before taxes. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump is keeping up his attacks on Special Counsel Jack Smith, calling him a thug prosecutor and a deranged guy. And Donald Trump is promising to keep talking about his criminal cases. This even as prosecutors try to get a protective order to limit the evidence that he and his team can share. Wildfires in Hawaii have been burning buildings and forcing evacuations. The power got knocked out in several places. Firefighters were struggling to reach some areas that were cut off by downed trees and power lines. In France, 11 people are missing after a fire broke out this morning in a holiday home for people with disabilities. Hundreds evacuated in Norway after landslides triggered by heavy rain north of Oslo. This is AP News. Now to the deadly flooding in China, the AP's Charles de Ledesma with this report.
The death toll from recent flooding in China's capital has risen to over 30, including five rescuers, while more are missing. Days of heavy rain have hit areas in the city's mountainous western outskirts especially hard, causing the collapse of nearly 60,000 homes, damage to almost 150,000 others, and flooding of vast areas of cropland. Scores of roads have been damaged, along with more than 100 bridges. A senior Beijing official says the casualty and damage numbers are current as of Tuesday, and that rescue efforts remain underway. The official adds, given the level of damage, it could take up to 3 years to restore full functions. Other parts of China have also seen heavy flooding. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow fell 158 points yesterday. The S&P lost 19 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.